Welcome back to the Jerry Baby Program. I'm Seth Mila sitting in. The phone number, 888-455-1360. 888-455-1360. All right, a FEMA administrator by the name of Craig Fugate was making some comments about the conditions of these kids, that the facilities that they're in, that these kids, it was like this rush of humanity, this flood of illegal immigration coming across the border, and the officials were basically overwhelmed. They just didn't know what to do, so they've housed them, quote, as best they can, and they are trying to provide the basic needs, food, clothing, shelter, etc. But Fugate is saying, listen, the conditions that these children are in is atrocious. Again, going back to what I said earlier, Todd Starnes and his commentaries have said that these kids are in horrible medical conditions. They're crawling with lice and other parasites and scabies, and they've got diseases and so forth. So let's face it, these are children, and they are miserable. They have heralded they've survived a tremendous undertaking to get here. All right, and keep in mind, I'm not talking about the adults. I'm talking about children. Children. And as a result of this, again, I'm going to go back to Glenn Beck's program. He's got a charity called Mercury One. And he has organized a charity where they are taking up donations of food and toys and other materials. And they are taking truckloads of stuff to these facilities that they can get access to, and making donations to these kids, to the children. His stance is, and always has been, they must be returned back across the border. They cannot stay. And I agree with this. They cannot stay. But something very, very unusual has happened. There is a tremendous backlash against this humanitarian effort of bringing aid to the children. And so I put it out there to you. Do you feel that it is the right thing or the wrong thing to do to provide humanitarian aid to the children while they are here? Taking the politics out. The politics, the situation of politically, is they must go back. But it's not a case of where they're like, oh, I see, you're here in the United States. Well, there's the bus to take you back. Bye-bye. It takes time. Name me any government operation that doesn't take time to accomplish. This takes time for them to be processed back across the border. Should they receive our charity? Should they receive our humanitarian effort? I say, yes, they should. And I am surprised, very much surprised, at the backlash that Beck and other charities are getting for their efforts. Now, again, the phone number, 888-455-1360. In the meantime, Jason did a great job doing some research from one of our previous callers. One of the previous callers said that he had heard that the Obama administration was sending radio messages across the border trying to discourage illegal immigration. I didn't have access to it. However, Jason, who, let's face it, is a pure genius because he keeps Jerry Bader on the straight and narrow on a regular basis. And really? I mean that's got to be hard to do. He has the actual message that Customs and Border Patrol is sending across the border to Central Americans and saying, hey, you don't want to be doing this. And Jason, if you have that, I want to play it as soon as you have that available, that we actually are trying to send a message down there to them about, hey, this is not a good idea. If you come across, you're going to be processed and you're going to be sent back. It's dangerous. People are dying and so forth. But I got a good question for you. Does that do any good? Does that do any good at all? If you were in a situation, all right, I'm just going to give you a hypothetical. You're in the situation where your child, if they stay where you are right now, the probability of them dying before they reach teenage years is 90%. They're not going to make it. Starvation, disease, violence, kidnapping, the chances of them making it are near zero. And that is the circumstance that many of these people are sending these children across the border, sending them to the United States. So if that is the case, if you hear a public service announcement that says how dangerous it is, how rough it is it going to discourage you from sending them up? I don't think so. I don't think that it is going to be effective in persuading you. It seems to me that if the United States was very serious about wanting to stop this influx, it would have a more hands-on approach inside Central America and Mexico about dissuading people from coming this way. All right, while that's getting ready, let's talk a little bit about President Obama being in Texas and deciding to do a whole bunch of stuff except visit the border. Democrat congressman said he is very, very upset that President Obama was in Denver shooting pool, having a beer with Governor John Hickenlooper rather than visiting the border. He goes on to say, Henry Kuehler of Texas says, when I saw that, it really floored me. He says, if he's saying he's too busy to go down to the border, but you have time to drink beer, play pool, the optics and the appearance just mean he's not paying attention to this humanitarian crisis. Representative Kuehler said, the people living on the border communities are upset with the president's attitude toward the situation. The president heads to Texas later, that was yesterday, for a fundraiser and will not be visiting the border of the state. He's the president. He can decide not to go, but he really should be down there. This leads me to the last thing that we're going to talk about on this particular subject. Why are we not sealing the border? Why not? What is the reason that we aren't doing this? It seems to me that there is only one logical explanation. I believe during the Bush administration, Bush the Younger, I believe the hesitancy to seal the border is because an analysis was done that the cost of illegal immigration can easily be offset by increased international trade for North America, North America Free Trade Act, that if there is an open conduit of commerce for all of North America, then we, the United States, would profit enough to where we could pay the cost of a porous border. I feel that that was a wrong decision. I feel that that is entirely inaccurate. I believe with our current administration, the desire by Obama is not so much to increase the profitability of our nation, but to apologize and make amends for what he calls imperial domination of impoverished, even third world countries. I believe President Obama's earlier influences in his childhood and growing up have instilled in him that America should be ashamed and apologize for our wealth and for our position. And now that he's in power, I believe he sees that the way to do this is to give access to American wealth to all who want it. Whether you have done anything to earn it or not, I believe in the deepest recesses of my heart that Obama wants to see, if he won't come out and label it a one-world government, I believe he wants to see a one-world level playing field economically. He would like to see the upper class, the very wealthy, stripped of what they have. Oh, it's excessive. You don't deserve it. You don't need all that money. And he would like to see it given to the lower class, the poor. I mean, for crying out loud, even the Pope has come out and said comments much to agree with that, that those that have extreme wealth should be forced to give to those without, and thereby creating this level playing field. I believe the president has the ideology that that will solve a lot of conflicts, that the conflicts that arise are because you have and I don't, so therefore I'm going to fight you to get it. And I believe the president is disregarding what is really the cause of most of our conflicts, and that's evil. But I don't think he has much of an understanding of that. All right. Let's take another break. It's 888-455-1360. When we come back, we'll probably play the audio. Here I talk Jason up and say how what a genius he is, and he lost the audio file. You know what I'm saying? So, even geniuses have a bad day. We'll play the audio file, the public service announcement that's being played to dissuade people from coming to the United States. And then we're going to shift gears. We're going to talk about some other things that have happened. Enough about this particular subject. Spent way too much time on it. This is the Jerry Bader Show, 888-455-1360. We'll be right back.
The Jerry Bader Show.